You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
Over the next 10 months, Carousel Radio is presenting three exciting seasons of spoken word and sound. In this month's show, we start off our first season, which we're calling Tales from Unreality.
Tales from Unreality.
Three radio plays exploring sci-fi and magical realism themes, written and acted by learning disabled artists. We hope you enjoy Yazin Celestine's play about isolation and bravery. Take cover.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 Radio. Welcome to the show.
Take cover. A radio drama by Yazin Celestine.
Produced for radio by Jason Eid.
This is a tale set in the future. Our friend Silver lives alone in a metal container that has been converted into a well-designed cabin. And she often converses with her best friend, Leon Noko, via computer interface. Today, an unusual event is about to take place.
There we go. My coffee is ready. Computer on. 5 a.m. Who would have thought it? I better connect to Mr. Loco, see what's going on in today's world. My favourite friend is always up to date with the news. Computer, audio please. Ahoy there, Mr. Loco. What's the latest?
Turn on the news. Chris Silver, there's something really important you have to see.
I'm putting it on now.
Be aware that the first wave of the data storm will cascade over the city sky at some point afternoon today. We advise the public that protective clothing and shelter may be necessary, as the government does not know the full consequences of this cloud storage fallout. In the event of emergency, please stay indoors and do not panic. Tomorrow's weather now. It will be cloudy.
Wow, it sounds cool. We've been speculating this could happen, haven't we, Mr. Loco?
Now I know you don't go out at all, Silver. But the best place to see the data storm will be at the park near your cabin. I could drive over and meet with you, and we can watch this phenomenon together. This is the event of the century, Silver, and I know you'd like to be there. I'm leaving now, and could be at yours in 20 minutes. You decide.
Poor dear Silver, what should she do? She has a very difficult decision to make. If she stays in, she'll be safe, but she'll miss out on the most exciting event around.
Do I leave my container? It's been months. Anything I need is right here, and if I don't have it, I can get it delivered. I really want to go, but... dare I go outside?
At last, Silver is resolved to go. But she must look her best and needs to plan her route. She spends a long time getting ready. Eventually, she wears a hat in case the data fallout might hurt her. A thick raincoat for safety and a pair of sunglasses in case the hologram showers are too bright.
finally we meet. I'm glad you're coming to see this spectacle with me. As you can see, there are already some cloud storage birds in the sky. And the Holodata shards are on their way. Come on, we don't want to miss a thing. Let's go!
Alright. I feel like I need to do this. For the right reasons. The world has been easier to forward until now. And this converted cabin of mine has been my armour and my castle. But it's not everything. Especially not a fantastic event like this. Ooh! The wind on my face and my hair, it feels great. I've got to hold your arm, Mr. Loco.
Hey! Look over there! Those people are trying to avoid the dodge shots.
Wow!
Ooh. Wow, the storm's amazing!
Wow, look at the storm.
Look at the storm.
Come on, everyone, watch it.
I love a storm like this.
Come on, everyone. Come outside and see.
Oh, look. There's a woman trying to collect the data pieces in a hat over there. I'm so glad I'm seeing this with you.
This storm is picking up quite a lot. Let's take shelter in the pod there.
Sure. I brought my camera with me. Bye-bye, selfies. Hello, universe.
So, Silver and Mr. Loco head to the park and go into the eye of the data storm.
Compressed with overflowing spam mode. Is anyone scarce as to what will happen in the next few hours? So stay tuned.
So, what definitely happened was two long-term friends finally met face-to-face and enjoyed their cosmic, cataclysmic, extreme data crash day. They both collected this and that, data memorabilia and bric-a-brac. Then the two of them went back to Silver's cabin for tea and cake. They then made a virtual art gallery so they could always remember the day that Silver and Mr. Loco spent together.
Foley Effects, recorded by the Carousel Radio team.
This drama is a Carousel production.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Now it is time for poetry from Sam Castleward.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castleward. I'm Sam Castleward, and this is my poem, Isolation Doesn't End.
I'd been living my life from my home. I was away from all the people. I stayed in. I didn't see others. I went to no social gatherings. This is what my life was like. I took care of myself alone. Then there was news of this virus, and everyone else stayed home. To say everyone stayed at home is a bit of an exaggeration. Many didn't take it seriously. They felt defiant as they gathered together. You saw so many people complain that their lives were just like mine. It was reported everywhere, but no one stopped them from going outside. If you follow the right circles online, you can see there are others like me. This has been our way of life. No one talks to us. You don't see us. But you hear how the normal people are doing. Now they've lost some of their luxuries. The world does all it can to ease their suffering, because they're the ones it sees. We were always told we were wrong about what we said and did. I look back throughout my history. Turns out all my thoughts were right. Now we're the ones who lead the way. Those who fit in are now out of place. Our ways are now the shining example. authority's reason has fallen from grace. They say that when this is over, we can all go out and kiss all our friends. It appears their lives were full of social and intimate gatherings. They say things will go back to normal. They only see those who live just like them. They aren't aware that for some of us, isolation doesn't end.
I always thought being alone was wrong, since I was told to socialise. They said, don't stay locked in, all alone in your room. You regret it when you're grown. I got older and started to worry so much. Thought I'd be alone forever. I thought, if I don't get out there soon, this is the way it'll always go. Then there was this news that we had to stay put. We were told to isolate ourselves. Soon everyone felt as I did, because they were all alone. Being by yourself was to be expected. Our ideology was turned around. We all had to do what I was doing. I got comfortable with being on my own. We found new ways to communicate. I was let in without leaving my home. Now I have more of a life than I did before. This won't end too soon, I hope.
The world within screens. The world is closed to me. The only thing that opens is a wound it gives me. It won't let me in. The only thing that mends me is this world within screens. Here I recover as I'm let inside. In this world I'm happy as I spend my time here. This is what's good for me. It protects me from pain. Outside I'm not welcome. Every time I try and see what it can offer me, it won't give me anything. I should stay within screens, in this world that is there for me. In here, I can enjoy life. Outside, I don't exist.
You heard three poems from Sam Castle Ward. The world without screens, isolation is over, and I thought being alone was wrong. The music that accompanied the poems was written by Sam Castle Ward.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News.
On 20th of May, Carousel held an event called A Lark in the Park at Brighton Open Air Theatre. It was the first time that many of Carousel's artists had performed in front of a live audience for over a year. The event saw musical performances from the Carousel House Band and F-Witch, Dima Suchinski, Carousel Chorus, Ryan O'Donovan, Babalu, and poetry readings from Eleanor Ree and Yazine Celestine. Before the show, we spoke to the Carousel Chorus. Here's Ben from the Carousel Chorus talking about performing at Brighton Open Air Theatre.
It's going to be a really good experience, and I've never actually been or performed here at the Brighton Open Air Theatre, so it's going to be a huge new experience for myself, and also I get the opportunity to perform with my other fellow Carousel Chorus members, so it's going to be very, very exciting. It really is.
Here's Ewan from the Carousel Chorus.
The Open Air 30 Air should be exciting, and I'm looking forward to it, as I'm sure all the other four members are. Yeah, it excites me to perform to like a mini social distance kind of audience.
Finally, here's Susanna from the Carousel Chorus.
Very excited. It's the first time I've actually been to this park, so it's really exciting.
As part of A Lark in the Park, the Carousel Chorus created four original songs that could be enjoyed using a mobile phone app whilst visitors walked around the park. When the visitor arrived in one of four areas of the park, an audio recording of a performance from the Carousel Chorus was triggered. This is one of my favourite songs that we recorded for the event. It is called This Is What Freedom Looks Like.
This is what freedom sounds like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom is. This is what freedom looks like. This is what freedom sounds like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom is. This is what freedom looks like. This is what freedom sounds like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom is.
I, Fran, went to Lark in the Park. I had a lovely time and I'm glad that it did not rain. It was packed and people were sitting 2 metres apart. Before Lark in the Park started, the Carousel Chorus did the audio walk and I loved it. My favourite song from the audio walk has to be Freedom, as we were in a big, open, wide space.
Thank you very much.
That's the end of the show. Thanks to Yasin Celestine for her play Take Cover. Thanks to Jason Ead for producing the play, as well as all the actors and technicians who made it possible. Thanks to Sam Castleward for his poems and music. Thanks to all the people that performed at Lark in the Park. In the next show, we will have another Tales from Unreality as part of our series of 3 radio plays exploring sci-fi and magical realism themes, written and acted by learning disabled artists. We'll be back with a new show at the beginning of July. Until then, thanks for listening. Goodbye. This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.